Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story.
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction, Episode 3, Whiskey and Women. This episode was crafted with love by Ian McGowan and Daniel Williams. The main cast of Dave, Dylan, Eugene, Jason, Joe, Melissa, and Will was voiced with precision by Todd Roth, Ian McGowan, Adam Bauer, William Mead, Laura Turner, Rebecca Coleman, and Daniel Williams. As always, Hans McChowan acts as our guide and omnipresent narrator. Additional voicing provided by Adam Bauer, Ian McGowan, William Mead, Zach Minnett, and Daniel Williams. The main theme was composed by Ian McGowan and Daniel Williams and was performed by The Good Deeds. Visit harbingersofcalamity.bandcamp.com to download original music written and recorded by Ian McGowan and Daniel Williams. The songs Kick in the Teeth, Whiskey at the End of the World, and Caffeine, Nicotine, and Reefer, hello, appear courtesy of The Campfire Club online at thecampfireclub.bandcamp.com. Whorehouse and Milkin' It come from the Rats and People Motion Picture Orchestra at theratsandpeople.com. All recording, editing, and mixing was done by Daniel Williams, with assistance from Laura Turner and Sarah Williams.
Previously on A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction. None of that happened. We did find our friends reunited with a fallen comrade, an epic quest miserably failed, and a member of the group reduced to bloody vapor. We had some laughs, some tears were shed, and there were way too many dick jokes. In the end, the group inexplicably made it back to Dave's bunker. Was their nightmare adventure finally over?
Sweet Jesus, we're home! Is everyone okay? Did all that really happen?
Of course not, dude. Jason, let's get the fuck out of here. Dave, worst D&D campaign ever.
Rousedower, I heartily disagree. I cannot remember the last time there was so much bloodshed.
Eugene, you've got to stop calling me that. It's Dylan, you code red swilling fuck. Jason, let's go!
Dylan, Jason is dead, remember? He was murdered by the wizard monk.
Fuck. And Eugene's with us. Dave, are you sure we're home?
Well, we are in David's bunker, but that chest looks similar to the one from the beach.
Joan, fuck the chest. We need a break and I need a burrito. Let's go upstairs. Somebody wake up Will.
Wait, friends! We need to check the chest for supplies. Perhaps a new adventure is set to unfold. Ha 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 ha!
As Eugene checks the chest for supplies, he finds tools unfamiliar to Hellman.
That is a lot of old-timey firepower. There's a bunch of six-shooters. Ooh, shotgun. Those buck knives are probably for Dylan and me. Oh, dibs on the sombrero!
Wonderful. I recognize a few of those plants and herbs. Black sage, broadleaf plantain. Oh, is that yarrow?
Holy shit, guys. Is that dynamite?
And a couple of those Mexican shoulder belts. It's like Outlaw Christmas!
They're called bandoliers. Eugene, I assume there's some kind of quest log in there for me?
Leo Frick, all I see is this rolled up parchment. Please tell us what lies ahead.
All right, Eugene. We've been tasked with stopping the hanging of an innocent man and his dog. The dog may or may not be innocent.
Does it really say that?
I can't believe this is happening again. I can't believe Jason is gone.
Well, let's gear up and get to it.
I don't think stopping a hanging could be that difficult.
My friends, let us step into the light of adventure and see where this new quest lands us.
Our group of heroes steps out into the blazing midday sun. Will turns around.
Dudes, did we just walk out of an outhouse? Ugh. Wait, are we in a western?
Snazzy sombrero didn't tip you off?
They seemingly step out of an outhouse and find themselves on the frontier behind a row of simple wooden buildings. A man and a horse hurriedly pass by. As they approach the center of town, you can't help but notice the quiet.
Guys, it's eerily quiet.
It feels like the calm before a battle. Perhaps we will see bloodshed this day.
I think I know what's about to happen.
In the middle of the square, two masked men face each other.
All right, friend. On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Unfortunately, the result is in neither man's favor, as they both fall mortally wounded.
Holy shit! those guys are really good at doing.
Or really bad.
David, if they were really bad, wouldn't they both have missed?
Shut up, Joe.
I'm not familiar with those projectile weapons. I've never seen something so fast.
They're guns, Eugene, like the ones we found in the chest.
How many times must I tell you? That is not my name.
It is your name, and my name's Melissa, and that's Joan, and Dave, and Will, and even Dylan. Please, try and remember. Please. Dave, plan?
Right. I think we should split up and gather all the information we can about this hanging and possibly guilty dog. This place doesn't look too sprawling, so it shouldn't take too long.
Yeah, I'm also low on crystals, so I'd like to get some more.
Something tells me they won't have any crystals. But why don't Will and Eugene go with you to scope out some medical supplies? If we end up in another battle, we want to have something more than salves. We've already lost Jason.
You know what? Fuck that guy. I can't believe he got himself killed and left me behind.
Are you sure you two were just friends?
Oh, ha fucking ha.
Oh my god, were you secretly brothers?
Secretly something.
Like butt brothers? Ugh.
Will, I'm gonna use those Mexican suspenders to choke the fuck out of you.
Okay, we get it. Dylan, Jason, possibly lovers. Also, they're bandoliers. Bandoliers! Not that complicated. Moving on. Dylan, you, Melissa, and I will head to the other side of town. I figure the saloon will be a good place to start. Will,
yeah?
Why don't you give me some of the cash you pocketed from the chest?
Jesus! What are you, some kind of wizard? How'd you know?
Not a wizard, buddy. DM, I see all. Now get out of here, scamps.
Now wait, I'm confused. Are butt brothers two guys who butt-sexed each other? Or is it some kind of Eskimo brothers thing where they're both butt-sexed by the same person?
God damn it! Fuck you, Joan!
Oh, or is it like they both butt-sexed the same person?
At the same time?
I wouldn't think so. Not necessarily.
They chatter too much. Leofric, your plan is a solid one. I will catch up to the two clucking hens.
Okay, good. Now that we got all that butt stuff out of the way, can we move on?
Fair enough.
Let's get going. I need a drink.
Joan, Eugene, and Will search for medical supplies. The others head for boozier pastures. In the center of this one-horse town sits a dusty old saloon, which naturally doubles as a whorehouse. It truly is a level of convenience you just don't see anymore.
Fuck, is this a saloon or a cabaret? Oh shit, they have a horn section. God, that bone player blows. You're no Will Riker!
Man, Old West whores are not accurately represented on film. These women look like they could use a lesson in dental hygiene.
I definitely wouldn't let any of them touch my penis.
Excuse me, barkeep!
Well, what can I do for you folks?
Couple of rides, if you don't mind.
We were wondering what you knew about a hanging happening tomorrow. We came into town to see what the fuss was about.
Well, from what I heard, old Bill Baggins committed grand larceny.
Jesus, and they're hanging him for it?
Well, there's been a lot of outlaw activity lately, and the sheriff says he's got to make an example of old Bill. It don't help much that the victim was a sheriff himself.
Sounds like a damn fool to go thieving from the sheriff, especially if you ain't no good at it.
Wow, you're really getting into this, aren't you?
Quiet, woman!
Right. Well, anyway, that's the thing. I don't figure old Bill really had it in him. Ain't his personality, if you know what I mean. He's a good man. A real good man.
So, you think he was framed? What about the dog?
Oh, that dog's a sumbitch. Bit one of my toes clean off. But well, yeah, Bill was either framed or somebody put him up to it. Maybe threatened his family.
Who's his family?
Well, there's the dog.
Huh. Well, all right then. Sounds like something I don't want to miss. What time's the hanging?
Well, around daybreak, I suppose.
Great. We'll have breakfast, watch ourselves a hanging, and get on with the day. You got any rooms available?
Well, I think we got a couple you folks could share.
All right. Can we get a bottle of that rye and, do you have any ladies with our dental problem?
Nope.
Just a bottle then. Melissa, Dave, let's settle in.
As the sun sets on this sleepy Old West town, Joan, Will, and Eugene join the rest of the group at the saloon.
While we did manage to find and speak to a physician, he did not take too kindly to Will pocketing some of his elixirs.
I honestly didn't think he'd notice.
Right. He promised not to notify the town's law enforcement if I could get Eugene to stop choking him.
He had such a puny neck, it was impossible to resist.
It's a good thing you were able to defuse that situation, Joan. Apparently the sheriff is a real hard ass.
So, Joan, Were you able to get any supplies?
Of course, David. As luck would have it, we came across a traveling salesman selling elixirs and tonics and a product he called snake oil. I thought maybe I could use it to make a poison. I don't always have to play the healer.
Holy shit, John. You got duped by an actual snake oil salesman? Classic Joan! Always so stupid! Hey, remember when Joan sold Amway?
She's not stupid, just very trusting.
Anyway, after I stocked up on sundry items and tonics, we walked outside of town so I could look for plants and flowers for my poisons and potions.
Oh, man, it was great! So Joan was picking flowers, right? So Eugene and I had some target practice with the shotgun. All right, buddy. So you hold like this, pull back this little hammer here, squeeze this little trigger guy, and blammo!
That was amazing and so destructive. Let me have a go.
All right, buddy. Here you go.
Ah, I like the weight, and the shape is similar enough. Yes, this will do just fine.
Buddy, you're holding it. Holy shit!
What? I lost my warhammer to Myra the She-Beast. This is quite the suitable replacement.
You know, he actually managed to club a rabbit.
Groan. So Joan's stocks are replenished, we've got intel on tomorrow, and beds for the night. The only thing left to do is...
Drink!
Drink!
Drink.
Hey... Did you guys see if they have any boy whores?
Unfortunately for Will, this house of ill repute didn't stock boy whores. So the group made do with drinking and laughing, and drinking and reminiscing, and drinking. At one point, Dylan and Eugene almost exchanged blows, which would have been hilarious to see, but we don't have time for that. The next morning, as the sun begins to rise over the sleepy Old West town...
Groan.
Someone find my pack. And I'll brew us a cure-all.
Ugh! Joan, stop yelling!
Friends, daybreak is nearly upon us. We must not forget the quest.
Fuck you.
Guys are such lightweights. Do we have time for breakfast?
Eugene's right, guys. Let's rescue Bill, then get some pancakes.
As the group steps bleary-eyed into the early morning sunlight, they don't travel far before they reach the crowd that has gathered to watch old Bill Baggins get his comeuppance.
Leo! Dave, you've proven yourself to be a master tactician, so what is our plan?
I've actually given this some thought, you guys. Will, as a bard, you have a natural gift for song. You're to distract the crowd by going on stage and serenading them. Dylan, using his swift and stealthy rogue abilities, will sneak behind the platform and up to Bill, pulling him to safety. I'll be there to assist.
Cool. The guy that fell down 3 stairs during the last mission is my backup.
Spot on, Rausdauer. And while you two rescue the innocent man, who should I beat to a bloody pulp?
We're gonna call that Plan B. If Will fails to distract the crowd long enough, Eugene, target the sheriff and the hangman. Joan and Melissa, help Will keep the crowd pacified and distracted. Folks have horses tied up everywhere. That's how we'll make our escape. Ride out, past the saloon, towards the railroad tracks.
Hands in.
Shut up, Melissa.
Okay, guys. I got this. Good morning, folks! To commemorate this righteous occasion, before we send this man to meet his maker, I thought we'd start things off with a tune. That all right with you, Sheriff?
Well, boy, we already got this noose around his neck, and the crowd's getting kind of restless.
All right! This song's called Brown Eyes.
It doesn't matter if he's black, white, blue, or if he's got hair on his chest. As long as he knows how to play the skin flute, baby, I'll take what I can get.
As Joan, Eugene, and Melissa rally the crowd, Dave and Dylan stealthily make their way to the back of the platform.
Psst, Bill, we're here to rescue you.
Well, goddamn, fellas. I don't know who you are, but yeah, I'm surely grateful for the help. How do you boys plan to get me out of here?
Don't you worry about that, Bilbo. I've got skills.
Those are masterful rope-cutting skills, Dylan. Okay, Bill, follow me.
And with that, our group truly acted as heroes, securing the getaway steeds and a safe and inconspicuous escape. Outside of town, Dave, Dylan, and Bill are soon joined by the others.
Okay, Dave. We've successfully rescued this man. Let us consult the scroll and move on to another adventure.
Right. Maybe there's something about getting out of here I missed earlier. Shit.
What is it, David?
The log updated itself.
Ugh. Dude, what now?
Well, there's a check mark by Rescue Innocent Man, and there's a new task. Shit. Defend the town from Ned Vander.
Oh boy. Folks don't want to go fooling around with Ned Vander. Him and his gang is the reason I was nearly strung up.
So why were you almost hanged anyway? We heard from the barkeep you were thieving from the sheriff. Are you some kind of damned fool?
Yes, ma'am, some kind, I reckon. See, I was blackmailed by Ned Vander and his boys into stealing some kind of trinket from the sheriff's office. One of his deputies caught me poking my nose around and they locked me up.
What'd Ned have on you? Did you have unsavory relations with your dog?
What? No! That dog's a some bitch! I keep my unsavory relations between me and human folk and just... Never mind.
Listen up, you hobbit son of a bitch. Now apparently we have to deal with this band of outlaws because you went and did something stupid. So you're gonna do whatever we need to make sure this town survives a gang attack. You got me?
Yes, sir. I reckon I'd like to pay Vander and his gang back for almost getting me.
Hell, Bill. What I almost get you?
What the? Kill you no good bastard? I'm done sneaking around for you, you hear me? These good folks saved my life. I intend to repay the debt by gutting you nape to navel if I have to.
Well, I suppose I best let you get ready for us then. I still want what you was intended to steal from me. I'll be back come sundown and I swear to you, William Baggins, I will rain terror down on this town. I will shoot down any man that attempts to keep me from my prize. If you or any of your newfound compatriots get in my way, I will not hesitate to make you suffer.
Why wait, villain? Come down off your steed and face me. I will put an end to this now.
Ah, boy, I like how you talk.
Gah! By gods, those projectiles move fast.
Bill, I hope I don't see you come sundown. Your new friends are almost too funny to kill. Gone. Yeah!
Wow. That guy's a dick.
So that's the guy we're up against, huh, Bill?
Yes, ma'am. He's got about 30 men to his back as well. I suppose we ought to formulate a plan, right?
You got it. We're gonna need weapons. Way more weapons. Molotov cocktails, any more dynamite we can scrounge up, and rope.
Oh, I'll get your stupid fucker.
Not now, Will. Bill, take Eugene and Will and start gathering supplies. I want you two to set up weapons caches around the town. Dylan, scout the rooftops for stealthy vantage points. I want you to be able to attack quickly and silently, like the badass we know you are.
Thanks, bro.
Melissa, Joan, and I are going to do our damnedest to convince the sheriff that Bill was a fall guy and the real threat's coming at sundown. Okay, you guys, you have your missions. Be quick and be safe.
Hands in.
Shut up, Melissa.
Damn it.
With sundown approaching, the group gathers outside the sheriff's office. The town is once again deserted, having been warned of the oncoming danger. While not entirely convinced of Bill's story, the sheriff agrees that Ned Vander is the larger threat and strikes a deal with old Bill. Survive the siege on the side of the law, and all charges will be dropped.
Well, Sheriff, that sounds like a goddamn good deal to me.
Bill, be quiet. Do you hear that? The battle quickly approaches. My britches can barely contain my excitement. Oh, I will kill many men this day.
Probably not as many as you think. Bill, I thought you said Ned had 30 men. I only see maybe 15.
Joan, if you want to find a place to hide...
David, don't be silly. I have a gun, I have my little knife here, and I've got a few potions and poisons to help us through the battle. There is nothing to fear.
Good. Great. I, too, am not having fearing things now. Everything is going to be fine!
Keep calm, Dave. They're getting close. Dylan and I are going to head for the rooftops. Bill found him a bow and we poison-tipped the shit out of the arrows. I've got a spot loaded with dynamite and Molotovs. This will be cake.
All right, Bill. Now I know y'all probably hiding around here. All I want is that special little item you were supposed to get from me. Why don't you just come on out, hand it over? Things won't get out of hand.
What are we waiting for? We should face them like men.
Bill, say something.
But I didn't get the damn thing. Raw, no. Still in the sheriff's department. What am I supposed to say?
Meanwhile, Melissa and Dylan have successfully found themselves an excellent vantage point, able to see the entire gang.
What's going on? Why hasn't Bilbo said anything?
I don't know. Maybe he's scared. Either way, I'm tired of waiting to find out. Let's do this.
Fuck yeah! See if you can land that Molotov right in the middle of those bastards.
Holy shit! They done made themselves some Molotovs! Find those rat bastards to make them pay!
Melissa's Molotov aim is perfect. You kind of get the sense that she's done this before, once or twice. But I don't think you really want to know. 5 gang members are severely wounded, though. Yay! Hearing the explosion, Eugene and Bill charge the gang.
Here we are, you scoundrels! Face us!
Ned! I got the score to settle with! God damn it! I'm hit! Oh, it hurts like a soulfish! Help! Joe!
Coming! David, come with me! I can't move him alone.
Alright. Sheriff, cover him!
You got it, partner.
Dave and Joan charge out to rescue Bilbo. Bill. Eugene, on the other hand, is just having a grand old time with his shotgun club, unhorsing some fleeing gang members.
Ha ha! You may have the steeds, gentlemen, but I have the superior strength.
Shit! Come on, boys! Take him down! Can't believe y'all can't handle this funny talking oak! Y'all got guns, remember? Hell out! Ah! Goddamn, I'm hit!
Hey, how's the stinging defeat feel, Nedry? Dylan, get them damn outlaws headed out of town.
Hey, assholes! No one said this party was over.
Dylan lets loose his poison-tipped arrows, hitting the 3 deserters, leaving only Ned writhing on the ground in pain.
Well, Ned, looks like your gang of outlaws are no more than cowards.
Sons of bitches were useless. I knew I should have just handled this on my own.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to think about that in a cell. You're under arrest, and I ain't letting you out for quite a while, son. Might even be I see a length of rope in your future.
When the dust settled, our group emerged with nary a scratch. Well, Bill had been shot numerous times, but he's not really a member of the group. Also, he'll survive. Ned and his remaining men had been taken into custody, and the town returned to normal. We join our heroes back at the saloon.
Well, quest log updated itself again. Another checkmark.
Nice. What's next?
Nothing.
Well, David, what should we do? The last quest ended with us stumbling onto your bunker. Should we go back to the outhouse?
No way, buddy. I peeked back in there yesterday, and it was just a literal shithole.
Fuck. Well, I guess we should just wander around this town opening doors.
Tomorrow, friend. Tonight we celebrate a near flawless victory. I, for one, plan on bedding many of these tavern harlots. Their toothless maws be damned. Ha ha. Dylan, will you join me?
Ugh. No thanks, brother. I'm just gonna call it a night. Hey, Dave, do we still have the rented rooms?
Yeah, the barkeep was really grateful that we sprung Bill and saved the town, so he said we could stay as long as we wanted.
Cool. I'll see you guys in the morning.
Fuck me. I can't even get a good night's sleep.
That can't be good. Let's check it out.
Dylan, what's
hey,
the...
this looks like the bunker.
Quest number 0002 by Group BS6 status succeeded. Subquest number 0002.2 status succeeded. Next quest will begin soon. Good job and good night.
Damn it!
The 6 cowfolk of the cowpocalypse enjoyed their first taste of victory. How thrilling. But what comes next for our travelers? And why exactly are they quantum leaping about? What? I guess we shouldn't say that. And why exactly are they energy jumping about? Perhaps we'll find out together on the next...
A beginner's guide to interplanetary destruction!
Hey, assholes! No one said this party was over.
Huh. Shut up.
Shut up.
I've got skills. Shut up.
Shut up.
You're no Will Riker.
Huh. All right.
Bandoliers. Bandoliers.
All right.
Fuck.
I definitely wouldn't let any of them touch my penis.
Ah, I like the weight. Ugh.
Blammo! Blammo!
Our butt brothers, two
Blammo!
Guys who butt-sexed each other.
That was amazing!
Butt-sexed each other.
I've got skills.
My penis.
Jesus!
like my penis.
What are you, some kind of wizard?
You're no Will Riker.
That guy's a dick.
Nice.
Dick. Dick.
I like the way.
Nice.
Everything is gonna be fine.
Holy shit!
Shit.
Get on the sombrero!
Those are masterful rope cutting skills, Dylan.
Dummy.